Previously on Algoa FM.
September is Heritage Month, a time to celebrate and reflect on the wonderful things and people we love about this country. This month on Algoa FM, we are celebrating our favorite South Africans. We're asking you to share with us who your favorite South African is, and we get to share with you who is our favorite South African. Well, my favorite South African is a man who's attained legendary status through the ages. Born in Brayton, he excelled at school in a wide range of sports, baseball, softball, cricket, tennis, and hurdles. We'll talk about that. He even represented South African under-16 baseball team back in the 70s, and is a proud recipient of the Victor Ladorium Award. But it was on the rugby field where his star truly showed. A standout in the green and gold and a legend in the blue of Northern Transvaal. He captained the side 128 times and steered them to numerous Curry Cup titles, including one during my birth year. For the Springboks, he scored over 300 points and was named South African Player of the Year on four occasions. His career took him abroad, playing for the Dallas Harlequins in the USA, Rovigo in Italy, and is renowned for his ambidextrous kicking ability. The British press even nicknamed him the Nasty Boo. He went on to notch up a staggering 172 drop goals in first-class rugby. Beyond playing, he's become a respected rugby analyst, commentator, coach, developer of the game, and in 2003, he was inducted into the International Rugby Hall of Fame, cementing his place among the greatest. Widely regarded as South Africa's greatest fly half, he's the man who inspired me to love the game of rugby when I first saw clips of him playing back in 1987. My favorite South African is Naas Botha. He's on the line. Meneer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I must be honest, that was one of the nicest introductions I've heard in a long time.
You, 2025, how's it treating you?
Very well. It's a nice year. I think I'm actually, you know, feeling part of the whole of South Africa. We're a little bit concerned about certain things that's going on around us. But as a country, on the rugby field, it's going well. On the sporting field, it's really going well. Yes, we have one or two weekends that it's not really all going our way, but that's the life of sport. But overall, so far, so good.
I think we're so used to winning that we've become like the other countries. When we lose, everything becomes silent, eh?
Absolutely. I must say, I did enjoy the little bit of cricket we played in Australia and the success. And then I must be honest, you know, destroying England in the first one day, that was absolutely magnificent. But I still believe the biggest surprise for me so far this year is the improvement that Choice the Brain brought to the table with our women's rugby team. And the way they beat Italy on the weekend was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm just so glad, because the thing is, we are the world champions in rugby, two tournaments in a row, so there's no argument about that. We had Trickers doing well. And I appreciate his attitude about his last fight, where he just said, listen, I just got beaten on the day by a better guy, but watch me when I come back. And I think that actually amplified a little bit the mentality of us, you know. It's not always going our way. Not everything we agree is correct, but it's always the way we do come back. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. As South Africans, how we can actually bounce back from, I want to say, a slight disaster, if I can put it that way.
South African spirit always gets us going. I know that the last time I had a chat to you was during the Let's Play initiative back in Crest, I think in 2007. And I remember I said to you, one of the reasons why I loved watching you play was that it could be a rainy day, a wet day. You'd score maybe two or three tries, a couple of drop goals, and you would still come out clean. Your shorts would still be clean. And it was kind of our motto at school. It was like avoid contact and score tries. You always managed to stay on your feet and stay away from trouble.
I need to summarize it, I think. And I'm actually a good listener and a quick learner. Okay. Take a little bit of tongue in cheek. Okay. Is that when Bierman van Selberg decided to give me an opportunity to play for the Bulls, he said to me from day one, you're worth more on your feet than on the ground. That's one. In our days, we had totally a different sort of way of playing. In my days, it was a little bit more like American football, where the quarterback controls a lot of things. In my days, it was more number 9, 10, controlling a little bit more the things on the field, where today, you know, and I know, it's totally a different kind of game. It's still rugby. It's still the same game. It's just, I think, a different way of thinking about how we're going about it. And then secondly, you know, for me, weighing 73 kgs, okay, are you really expecting me to give you a great example? Take a guy like Evan Etzebeth. Do you really think I'm going to tackle him that they carry him off on a stretcher? That is never going to happen, okay? So that's not even a point to debate, okay? So what was my attitude? Seriously, if you look on my cover defense, how many times I actually make sort of played the game that making sure the opposition doesn't score when they actually can score. That was one. The other thing is, if it's a little bit more direct scenario, then for me was to get into your face, and then disrupt your thinking, and then actually give my loose forwards enough time to clean you up.
so you were being like a goalkeeper to try to distract the striker.
You know, distract whoever, and then they start concentrating on me, because I think in a way, and a little bit to my advantage, to be honest, is people always wanted to play against me. So that means you're not doing your part for the team. Because remember, rugby is a team sport. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. My job was to get points on the board. My job was to make sure that sometimes we win the game, we are actually losing. That was my job. The same as Uli Smith had to put the ball in straight in the lineup. Mm. We need to scrum well. We need to win the ball on the ground. If we get a nice ball, we have to score. That's just rugby. But I think that's where I had a slight advantage, because people wanted to play against me. Now, let's be also honest. And 40 years ago, the washing powder was just much better, you know.
It kept the mud off.
Okay, so much easier to play in one pair of white shorts 4 weeks in a row as to wash it every weekend, you know.
A question for you. No, yes. Mind. Who would you regard your favorite South African?
My favorite South African.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got quite a number. Okay. In the sporting environment, I don't think there's further than Gary Player. Okay.
Gary Player, huh?
Rugby wise, and I'm serious now, I was extremely fortunate to be surrounded by fantastic rugby players. I can sit here and give you a list that going on for a very long time, okay? But, you know, Danny Gerber, okay? And then, of course, President Mandela, the way he handled himself, okay? You know, I actually thought that was absolutely brilliant. And then, you know, I don't care what anybody says, my family. My family is still the most important part of my life.
So they're part of your favorite South African list, your family.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing, though, the big weekend, Eden Park, what do you think the score is going to be? All Blacks versus Springboks?
You know, I'm a little bit in between at the moment, because, you know, it's winning, losing, then we think, okay, do we have everything organized? Then it looks like there might be a little little problem here, there, whatever. I know the last time the All Blacks lost at Eden Park, I think was 94, if I'm correct. So, I think I've learned in 2010 a fantastic lesson when Spain came to South Africa, won the World Cup first time. Now, for me, it's going to be the first time since 94 that the All Blacks lose at Eden Park.
Can't wait. Maria, thank you for your time. You are my favorite South African. I hope you enjoy the rest of the year. And regards to the rest of the family.
I will. Thank you. And thanks for the call.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.